Okay, good evening, everybody. So today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Vav. I know everyone is very tired. It's been a long day, but just to take a moment to recognize Manora Hamakom Hazeh, how special it is to be in this place, learning this limud of Daf Yomi. You know, when I'm just very emotional, even thinking about how much of an impact the Daf Yomi has had on my life, and I'm sure on the lives of all of you. In terms of you know, something that frames everything that I've done in the last 20 plus years, there's probably nothing more impactful and steady day in day out than the Limud HaDaf Yomi, and how, you know, as a young person looking at all of Shas and trying to figure out how is it that I'm going to be able to learn everything I need to learn, that I'm going to be able to finish all of Shas. It seems so intuitive right now. Oh, you do a daf a day, and then you'll finish all of Shas. But it's anything but intuitive, and certainly it's not something that a regular person could have aspired to do multiple times in their lifetime before Rav Meir Shapiro came up with this idea. And just as we sit here in this building, it occurred to me that this building isn't really about the Daf Yomi. This building was about people who perhaps didn't need Daf Yomi. They probably learned many Daf Yomi. They say that when Meir Shapiro first announced the idea of Daf Yomi, there was some opposition because there were so many people, particularly in the Hasidic world, that were learning six, seven, eight Daf in a day. So they were very critical. One Daf a day? What kind of ridiculous you know, thing is that? So it reached Rav Shechti to tell the story that there was one particular yeshiva far from here where one of the Bachrim heard one of the other Bachrim hacking about Daf Yomi, and he said, "What is this? What's this Daf Yomi?" He said, "I don't know. I think it's a new sefer that the Lubliner Rav wrote, and it's full of epicurses. That the whole thing is, they just knew they were against it." And you think about the impact that it's had in our lives. That someone whose focus was in building this place, and it took up so much of his life, was also worried about us. He was also worried about every Jew that could never get in to a yeshiva like this, and that we should continue to learn, and that we should be able to finish Shas. It's just an overwhelming, overwhelming thought, and it's a tremendous zechus to be able to learn together in this place. So with that, I'm going to try to make it a quick daf because I know that everybody is tired. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First of all, we left off on daf kuf vav amud aleph. We already made it to Amar le Rav Kahana le Rav Ashi, I believe in Shir yesterday in Shul. So we're about eight lines into the page on daf kuf vav amud aleph, if I'm not mistaken. So today's Shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. What the Gemara is going to talk about today is, first we're going to talk about when a person commits to bring a Karban Mincha, but he doesn't remember what type of Karban Mincha he committed to bring. So the Mishnah says he's got to bring five different types of Karbanos Mincha, all the different types that exist. So the Gemara is going to question, but wait a second, there's a sixth type, there's a Minchas Nesachim. How come he doesn't have to bring that? And the Gemara is going to give five different approaches to what he knew about, what he was committing to, that would suggest that Minchas and Sachem was not an option. Then the Gemara is going to explain the Nekudas HaMachlokas. So we had a Machlokas in the Mishnah. If a guy says, Pirashti Mincha Shel Esronim, I know that I committed to bring a Mincha of certain number of Esronim of flour, but I do not remember what that number was. So the Tanakhama says, okay, bring the biggest one, and then you'll assume, you'll make it tonight that whatever the number was, that's the amount within this kli that's going to fulfill that commitment, and the rest is something else. The rest will not be for that commitment. Whereas Rebbe said, no, you need to bring 60 separate menachos, one with one Yisaron, one with two Yisaron, one with three, one with four, all the way up to the number 60. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out, and that's the whole rest of the daf, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between them? The Gemara is going to have five possibilities of what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas. That's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, toward the bottom of Amud Beis, where the Mishnah is then just going to continue by telling us more cases of where you made a commitment to bring something. What is the minimum? What is the expectation that a person must bring if he does not know what he had committed, what amount he had committed to. So let's begin again about 8 lines into the page on Kuvav Amralev. Amralev Rav Kana Ravashi. Rav Kana says Ravashi, why is it that a person only has to bring 5 menachos when he does not remember which type of Kabar Mincha he had committed to? Shouldn't he have to at least be concerned that maybe what he committed to was a Minchas Nesachim as well? After all, Rava teaches us that a person can be misnadev a minchas nesachim, meaning it's almost it's counterintuitive. Minchas nesachim means that it's nesachim that goes along with the zevach, that it goes along with the karban. But Rava's chiddush was that you could bring a minchas nesachim even without a karban that goes along with it. So if so that's also a possibility of what the person might have committed to. So the answer is the Gemara kika mistapulei. No, the case you have to make an ukimta that the case is whether the guy said he wasn't sure what kind of commitment he made. He had some clue. He had some level of a clue. And Simon, Yachin Beglal Levona Belog Mikamtza. So there are 5 different possibilities of what he would have known about his commitment that would preclude him from bringing a Minchas Nesachim, that would guarantee him that Minchas Nesachim is not that which he committed to. So number one is that Ba'a Yachid, that maybe he knows that he had committed to a Mincha that could only be brought as a Nidvas Yachid. So the 5 other menachos are not brought b'shutvas. The Mishnah had said that b'feirish and davkuf dalim. So certainly they're not brought b'tzibur and they're not brought b'shutvas, as opposed to and the noder knows that he was definitely a noder, a min mincha that a yachid is mevi. But minchas nesachim is ba'atzibur. Minchas nesachim can be brought by a tzibur, so lo mistapkalei. He knows that he committed only to a mincha that's brought by a yachid, that's brought exclusively by a yachid. A mincha sesachim is not brought exclusively by a yachid. It's brought by a tzibur. Furthermore, second possible answer, and these answers are not mutually exclusive. I mean, these answers are not, they're not arguing on one another, I should say. I mean, it could be any one of these things that he was aware of, and that therefore he knew that mincha sesachim was not his commitment. Kika mistapkalei. That his whole suffix about what his neder was only about a mincha that was going to be brought without any sort of zevach. But a mincha that could be brought together with a zevach, that a zevach is normally mechayev, lo mestapkalei, that he knew he didn't commit to, and therefore that precludes a mincha sesachim. Or a third possibility, kika mestapkalei tuna levona. He was mesupak that maybe he had committed to bring a mincha that requires levona. But sheina tuna levona lo mestapkalei, mincha sesachim does not require Lavona, and therefore he knows that he didn't commit to a Minchas Nesachim. Or number 5, Kikam Istab Kalei, that when was he, what was he, what was he Mesupak that he might have committed to? That's only Ba'a Belog, that's only a Mincha that comes with one log of Shemen. Ba'a Bishlosh Alugin Lamistab Kalei, he was never a Mesupak that he might have committed to a Minchas Nesachim, which sometimes is 3 log of Shemen if you bring it together with a Keves. And Kikam Istab Kalei, Tuna Kamitza. Shayna tuna kamitza lo mistapkalei. He was only mesupak about a mincha that will require kamitza, but a minchas nesachim, which does not require kamitza, he never had a safek about. The Rambam paskins that a minchas nesachim is kula neshefes, that it gets burnt entirely. Normally, by a regular karm mincha, you take the kamitza and you burn the komets, and the rest of it is neachal the kohanim. But over here, the minchas nesachim is entirely burnt. So because there is no kamitza, so what else are you going to do with it if it's not Nikmetza? So the assumption is that it's burnt entirely. So that must be the Ukimta. But basically, the Gemara's answer really is Enochanan, that if he didn't know anything about what he committed to, say Enochanan, he'd have to bring 6 menachos, including the Minchas Nesachim. Okay, good. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Pirashli Mincha Shel Esronim, that a guy says, I know I committed to bring a Mincha of a certain number of Esronim, but I do not know that number of Esronim. So he has to bring, according to the Tanakhama, one Kli with Shishim Isaron, and Rebbe says, no, 60 separate menachos of Esronos, every number from 1 to 60. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa elaborates on this, and it says, Pirashti mincha v'kavati b'kli echad. I know that I took a neder to bring a korban mincha a particular size, and I was koveya that it should be in one kli. Ve'ini yodea ma pirashti, but I do not know how many astronim I had said that I would bring. Yavi mincha shal shishim astronim. He brings a mincha of 60 astronim in one kli. Divrei chachamim. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, not good enough. Yavi mincha shal astronim me echad v'yad shishim. You need to bring a mincha of every number of Esronim from 1 to 60. Shehein Elef Ushmona Meos Ushloshim. And if you're doing the math at home or on the plane, as Yuni told me he did on this calculator, that comes out to 1,830 Esronim. Because 60 plus 59 plus 58 plus 57 plus, right, will come out to that number. Tosfos says that seems like a very inefficient way to do math. There must be a formula that you should be able to figure that out with. So Tosfos writes, yeah, there's a formula. Tosfos writes, Ketzad, how do you do this? Kach biyadcha me'echad v'ad shishim v'tzareif tchilasan l'sofan ad ha'emtza. Keep taking the two numbers at the extremes, add them together, and then take the numbers next to the numbers at the extremes, add them together, and then so he goes and you go beginning to end like that, and therefore kigon echad v'shishim. So you have echad plus shishim, number one and number 60, heim samachal, that's 61. Shnayim v'nuntes, heim samachalif. Shlosha v'nunches, heim samachal. It yields the same result if you keep going in both directions. So came timna ad shloshim. You get to the number 30. The shloshim shloshim echad. Now heim samachal. When you finally get to 30 and 31, those are the ones right in the middle. That's also samachal. And you'll realize that the formula is the highest number plus one times the times half of the highest number. So it's 30 times samach aleph. So that's how Tosfos tells you to do the formula. I don't know if what we just did over the last 30 seconds is Talmud Torah or not. It's math, but Tosfos says that's how the Gemara figured out the math is instead of going through the tedious process of adding it all together. But anyway, the Braisa then discusses another case where there's a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim lishitasam. If he says Pirashti, I said what type of mincha I'm going to bring and the number of astronomy that I'm going to bring one kli, but ve'ini yodea ma Pirashti, I don't even know which type of mincha I committed to bring. The Ezaman Parashti, meaning I don't know how much I committed to bring, and I don't know which type of mincha I committed to bring. The Eniodea Kami Parashti, and I don't know how much I committed to bring. Let me say that again. So Pirashti, I said that what type of mincha I'm going to bring and how many, but the Eniodea Ma Parashti, I do not know exactly what I said, which means two things. The Ezaman Parashti, the Eniodea Kami Parashti, I do not know which of the five menachos I committed to bring, nor do I know how many Yisronim of flour the carbon mincha I committed to bring is supposed to be. So what do you do? Yavi chamesh menachos shel shishim shishim esronim. You bring five separate menachos of 60 esronim each, shehein shalosh meos divrei chachamim, which will total 600 with 300 esronim of flour. That's the sheet of the chachamim. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, yavi chamesh menachos shel shishim esronim me echad the ad shishim, that is shehein tisha alafim umeya v'chamishim. What you need to do is, you need to bring of each min, of each of the five possible minim of mincha, you need to bring 60 of them with every number from 1 to 60, and that's going to land you with 9,150 esronim of flour that you're going to need in order to cover your commitment. So it's the same machlokas, it's just multiplied by 5 in terms of, because you don't know which type of mincha you committed to do. So now the Gemara says, okay, so b'may kamethi, what is the nekudas machlokas between and the Rabban? Why is it that the Rabban think you could be yotzei this commitment by bringing one big box with 60 menachos, with 60 esronim of flour in it? And Rebbe thinks, no, you need to get every single number along the way. So, Michael Mifflin, five possibilities. Possibility number one, Amr of Chista, b'mutu la'achnis chulun la'azara k'mifligi. They're arguing whether you're allowed to be machnis chulun la'azara. Rebbe savar asa la'achnis chulun la'azara. Rebbe says you're not allowed to be machnis chulun la'azara, so you better make sure every single esronim of flour is somehow utilized as a korban mincha, because you cannot have any astronom of flour that are only chulin. So it could either be a mincha that fulfills your neder, or it could be a mincha that's a brand new mincha snedava that you're committing to right now. But it's all got to be a karban mincha. It cannot be any chulin. For Rabban and Savri, mutala achnes chulin azar, and the chachamim hold that you are allowed to be machnes chulin azar. And therefore, if let's say you committed to a mincha that was 51 astronim, so you say, okay, here's my box of 60 astronim, 51 of them, that's my neder. The other 9, that's chulin. That's not a carbon at all. And the Rabbanan say, that's okay. You're allowed to bring chulin into the azar. Shchitas chulin ba'azar is for sure asr. Right? That's definitely in Issachar. You're not allowed to be shochit chulin ba'azar. The question of here is, are you allowed to be machnis chulun na'azara. Now, the Rishonim point out, being machnis chulun na'azara means that you're machnis something that's that is associated with avoda, something that relates to avoda. If a person comes in to the azara and he's got his he's got his phone with him or something like that, that is not a violation of chulun na'azara. It must be a violation of something, but it's not a violation of chulun na'azara. Person comes in dressed into the azara with your regular clothing. You're not a kohen, and you're just in the azara with clothing. Well, you're not supposed to come in naked to the azara, so that's not a violation of chulin la azara. When a person chulin la azara means things like flour that normally would be used as a carbon. So that's the nekudas hamachlokas. That's the first possibility. Second possibility, Rava, or some say Rabba Amar. Ritos as a Rabba Amar to Kuliyama, and it makes sense that it's going to be Rabba and not Rava, because Rava comes up elsewhere in the sugya. So Rabba Amar, let's say, or Rava Amar, I guess is the way it says it in the Dukuli Alma Asalach Maskul Nazar. No, maybe everyone agrees that you're not allowed to bring chulun into the azara. So there's no way you're allowed to bring a box of of 60 asotim of flour and make it tonight that if my mincha was only supposed to be 32, that the other 28 are going to be chulun. No one holds you're allowed to do that. The machlokas over here is, are you allowed to mix a chova with a nedava? Meaning you made a neder, so it became a chiyuv to bring a milch of a certain size. What's the rest of the flour going to be? The Chum never had a dream that it would be chulun. You're not allowed to bring chulun azara. The rest of the flour is going to be a brand new nedava that you're committing to now, that you're volunteering to bring now. And are those two allowed to mix? Rabbanan savri mutar lariv chova ben nedava. The Rabbanan hold you are allowed to mix a neder and a nedava, a chova and a nedava. And therefore, when you bring that box of 60 asronim, you can make tonight that if my milch was only supposed to be one, the other 59 are a nedava. If it was two, the other 58 are a nedava. And it's fine that they're all in the same kli. Whereas Rabbi Savar, also la'ariv chova ben nedava. Rabbi says you're not allowed to mix a chova and a nedava. You can bring a chova, you can bring a nedava, but you can't mix them together. So that's why you're going to have to bring 60 different menachos in 60 different kalim and say, one of these kalim holds my neder. And the rest of them are all nedavos. So Amar Lei Abaye L'Rava, so Abaye challenges Rava. The Rabbanan da Amri Mutar La'ariv Chova B'Nedava. But wait a second. According to the Rabbanan, they say that what? You bring one mincha that has 60 asronim, and you make it tonight. That if my mincha was supposed to be 12 asronim, so the other 48 are going to be a nedava. But Habi'in Shnei Kamatzim, that means you have two karbanos in the same kli, and therefore you should have to take two kmitzas from it. So how's that going to work exactly? So Rava says, what do you mean how's that going to work? The kmitz for other kmitz. You're going to take a kmitza, and then you take another kmitza. So you take a kmitza twice, one for the chova, one for the nedava. So no, that doesn't work. Vaka kmitz mechova anedava umi nedava achova. When you take that kmitza, it turns out that you're taking a kmitza from the Minchas Chova to cover the Minchas Nedava, and from the Minchas Nedava for the sake of the Minchas Chova, because when you take for the sake of the Minchas Chova in your komets, in that three fingers full, you're gonna have some of the flour of the Minchas Nedava, and when you take the Shem Minchas Nedava in that komets, you'll have some of the flour of the Minchas Chova of the Neder. So answers the Gemara, the Tali Le Bidas Kohen. You're told of the Kemitza in the Das of the Kohen. The Amar that you say, Kol Heich Demati Yada, the Kohen, where Ashto, wherever the Kohen's hand reaches right now to take out that komets, chova, that I'm declaring that's going to be the part that's my neder. That's going to be the part that is the minchas chova. Ulebesof nedava, and wherever his hand reaches in the kli to take out the next komets, that's going to be the komets of the minchas nedava. And therefore we solve the problem. It's no problem to take a double kmitza from this carbon. Ask the Gemara, wait, Bakteria Hechimakter. So you've solved how you're able to pull out the kumats, but how are you able to be makter both kumatsim on the Mizbeach? Lichter Nedava Beresha, what are you going to suggest? That you should be makter the one that's for Nedava first, then Dechove Hechimakter, then how can you subsequently be makter the kumats that's for Rechova? Because after all, there is a possibility that Dilma Kula Chovehi, that maybe the whole thing, the whole 60 Asronim, was all for your Nedar, because maybe that's what you were no there in the first place. And therefore, the comments that you took out that you took out second you're being mocked here the shiori milchas chova shechasulu shirayim, and it turns out that the shiori milchas chova is missing a little bit from the comments that you were mocked here l'shem nedava, meaning normally when you take a comment of the milcha, so by the time you burn the comments, all the shirayim is still intact. But over here, you took some of that shirayim out. You removed some of that shirayim because the whole thing might have been your milchas neder, and therefore, when you took a kometz twice, you've taken one extra kometz from what would have been the shirayim. V'amar mar, and we know that that we had said back way earlier in the Masechta, shirayim shechasru, that if you have shirayim that that somehow go missing from the kavur milcha, bein kmitza la'aktara, in between the time you take the kometz and the time you're makdir it, ain't makdir kometz. You're not allowed to do the haktaras hakometz if it went chaser. So what are you going to do? So you can't be makdir the kometz of the nedava first and then the one of the chova. So says Mar, okay, I'll come up with a different solution. Likdir chova bereisha. Maybe be makdir the kometz of the chova first, and then you're makdir the kometz of the chova before you're makdir the kometz of the nedava, and that way when you're Maktir, the comments of the Chova, the entire Shirayim is still here. It still exists. The Nedava Hechi Maktir says, but then you have a problem. How can you possibly be Maktir the comments of the Nedava after you're already Maktir the first comments of the Chova? After all, the Dilma Kula Chovahi, maybe the whole Kavra Milcha was really a Chova. The culture be mentally Ishim, Hare Bebaltaktiru. Any Milcha that part of the comments is already burnt on the Mizbeach, the Shirayim become usher to be makter on the Mizbeach. So if you're first makter the Kometz of Chova, that immediately makes a Chalos Isser on all the rest of the flour that it's not allowed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So that now you're not going to be able to be makter the Kometz of the Nedava. So answers the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda Breda B'Shem Ben Pazi. The Rabbi Yehuda Breda B'Shem Ben Pazi answers, no, really the case is you're makter the Kometz of the Chova first. Aye, maybe the entire thing that remains is the Shirayim, and therefore you're not allowed to be makter any of it because it's bebal taktiru. You're not allowed to burn any of the shirayim of the chova. No, there's still a possibility to be makter the second kometz without violating that lav. Demasiklu l'shem etzim, that you burn it on that kometz, but you do it l'shem etzim, meaning it's as if they are part of the atzei ma'aracha that's on the mizbech, and you make a tanai. That if the entire thing is really my milchas chova, and this second kometz is not really needed for the milchas nedava, I'm not burning it as a kometz for a mincha. I'm burning it as part of the eitzim on the mizbeach, and that you're allowed to do. Rabbi Eliezer, and that follows the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds it. You're allowed to be maktir anything that's be mentally ishim when the kavana is not l'shem haktara. That ain't a chinami. There is an iser that calls him mentally ishim. That when you already maktir the kometz of a karban, that you're not allowed to be maktir any other part of that karban. But that's only when you're doing it l'shem haktara. But if you're doing it shalom l'shem haktara, then you are allowed to be maktir it. Ditanya, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Eliezer, where the pasuk says, when it comes to being maktir sa'or and tvash and the shirayim, all these things that you're not allowed to be maktir, it says l'reach nichoach iatamala avlatamala lushumetzim. It says you're not allowed to be maktir l'reach nichoach. It says velam isbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. But we're medayik from there. That's the only issue. The only issue is when you do it for the sake of reach nichoach. But if you do it lushumetzim, that's going to be mutter. So that is answer number two. So again, the Gemara's question was, and what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe? The first answer was, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, can you bring Chulin into the Azara? Can there be a mixture of Chulin and Korban in the same Kli? And answer number two was, that no, everyone holds you're not allowed to bring Chulin into the Azara. That was never the plan. Even according to the Chachamim, it's a mixture of Chova and Nedava, and that's what they're arguing about. Can you mix Chova and Nedava? Then the Gemara just got sidetracked by the discussion of, well, wait a second, practically how does it work out if Chova and Nedava are in the same Kli? So now says Gemara a third possible answer, but this one we're going to reject. Amli Ravacha Breda Rav Leravashi. Ravacha Breda Rav says Ravashi. Why does Rav say that that the reason that Rebbe is cholik on the Rabbanon is because he thinks you're not allowed to be ma'arev a chova and a nedava? V'dil mutukliyam a mutur la'arev chova b'nedava. Maybe even the Rebbe agrees that you are allowed to mix a chova and a nedava. V'hacha b'Rabbi Eliezer k'mifgi. Maybe what they're actually arguing about is what we just said. The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanon is Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanon say that the reason that that's a solution and you're able to be maktir both kmatzim is because you hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you could always be maktir l'shem eitzim, even if it's really just a shirayim. Rebbe, let's say Rabbi Eliezer, and Rebbe would not agree with Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the nukudas amachlokas. Do we hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you can mock to the shem etim? And since Rebbe holds, that's not a possibility. So while I don't have a problem of chova and adava being mixed in the same kli, but where are you going to go from there? Meaning, I'm fine with, in principle, of putting 60 asrodim in one kli and saying, oh, if my nether was for 51, then the other 9 are nedava. In principle, that's fine. But then what? Then how are you going to take care of the kibbutzim? There's no way to be after both the comets of the nether and the comets of the nedava. That's what the problem was. So Amalei says Gemara. Rav Ashi says back to Rav Achabrei the Rava. No. That cannot be the nukudas hamachlokas. Because Yisal Kedaitach the Rabbi Mutalari Chava ben Dava. If Rabbi were to hold that in principle you're allowed to mix a Chava and a Nedava, the Rabbi Eliezer Lesley, then he for sure does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer Lesley, and he does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, then he would not say you need 60 different kalim with every number from 1 to 60 in order to be Yotzei V'chiyuv, because there's a simpler solution. Efshu demaisi shitin b'chadmana, v'chad b'chadmana, u'magvuhu b'kametz. There would be a simpler solution. The simpler solution is bring two menachos, one that has 60 isaronim, one that has one isaron. Make sure they touch one another, and then take a kmitza from each one. And that way you would solve the problem as well. Meaning if Rebbe were to really hold that you're allowed to mix a chove and a nedava, so you're right, it could be that my neder was for 32 isaronim, and the other 28 isaronim are all going to be nedava. But the only place I'm running into trouble, according to Rebbe, is how am I going to take two kmitzas? No problem. Have a second mincha that's going to be mitzarev with whatever's still left in the kli, and take the kmitza from there. And therefore, you won't have a problem with the second kmitza. So from the fact that Rebbe doesn't say to do that, he says to bring 60 separate menachos, one with one isaron, one with two, one with three, all the way up to 60. So that tells you that that's not what's behind the shita of Rebbe. So it says, okay, possibility number one worked, possibility number two worked, possibility number three is rejected. Now, possibility number four, Rava Amar. So this is why Tosfos had the gears of Rava earlier, because Rava now comes and says, "Dukuli alma mutula arev chava b'nedava." Everyone holds you're allowed to mix a chava and a dava in the same kli. Udukuli alma isud Rabbi Eliezer, and everyone holds like Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to take that which you're normally not allowed to burn on the mizbeach and just burn it, not l'shem reyach nichalaf, burn it l'shem eitzim, and that would be fine. So why does Rebbe hold you have a problem over here and you have to separate 60 separate kelim? V'achav b'plukta to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbanu k'mifki. They're really arguing about the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanu. Ditnan, we had a Mishnah back on Daf Peches, that afilu mincha shel shishim yisaron, nosin la shishim log. That even if you have the sheet of the Rabbanan, is that if you have a mincha that's 60 isaron of flour, so then you get 60 log of shemen. Meaning there needs to be a 1-to-1 ratio of isaron of flour to log of shemen. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov amar afilu mincha shel shishim isaron ein la ela luga. That no matter how many you throw them a flour, anywhere from 1 to 60, it's always one log of shemen. Shenemar lemincha v'log shemen. So that's how Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Darshan said, any mincha, no matter how large it is, it only needs one log of shemen. So Rabbanan Sabri, Krabbanan Da'amri, Shishim log v'kol chad v'chad isaron. The Rabbanan hold that Shishim log for 60 isaron. So each one of the asronim that you bring, whether it's a chov or whether it's Dava Lugo Kashakil, you're taking its own its log. Rebbe Sefer Krabi Lesben Yaakov Damer Ein La Ela Luga. That no matter how large it is, it only gets one log of shemen, and therefore you're not allowed to do like the Rabban that you're going to bring 60 asronim in one kli, and you're going to make it tonight because lo yadinan ichad mincha he desagila b'chad log, because you don't know how is this one carbon mincha that's in this kli where one log of shemen is enough. Ishtei menachos ninu. If I try to bring it all in one kli and I say, oh, I'll make it tonight. if my neder was for 60 asronim, so then this whole thing is my neder. Otherwise, it's a combination of a carbon mincha for my neder and a carbon mincha of nidava. No, if it's a carbon mincha of neder, a carbon mincha of nidava, you need twice as much shemen. You need a second log of shemen. To be in shnei lugin, you would require a shnei lugin of shemen. And therefore, the only solution is to break it up into 60 different kalim. That's why Rabbi Yelz, you have to break it up into 60 different kalim. And then a fifth and final possibility. Rav Ashi Amar, Bekatan Vehevi Gadol, Kamiflugi. That they're arguing about someone who's chayv to bring a small karban, or a small mincha for that matter, and he brings a large karban, or a large mincha for that matter. Rabbanan Sabri Katan Vehevi Gadol Yatsa. The Rabbanan hold that if you're mechuyiv to bring a small karban, you're allowed to bring a large karban, and you don't need to make any tanai. So if you bring a mincha of Shishim Yisaron, you're for sure covered. If you committed to 1, to 7, to 12, any number from 1 to 60, you bring 60 and you're good. Rabbi says, no, when you commit to a particular number, you have to bring that particular number. It's not enough to just say, yesh b'chal masayim mana, that therefore I'm fulfilling my obligation and I'm doing one better. I'm doing even more than I committed to. So it says, if that's the whole machlokas, they already had this machlokas once. The Tanan, because the Mishnah says in Dafkav Zayin and Beis that katan maybe gadol yatsa, Rebbe Omer lo yatsa. That the Tanakhama says if a person commits to bring a small animal and he brings a large animal, he's yotzei. And Rebbe says, no, you're not yotzei. If you said you're going to bring a small animal, you're not yotzei with a large animal. So why would they have to have this machlokas again with regard to a carbon mincha? They already had this machlokas with regard to a behema. So it says, Maratzricha. They do need to have this machlokas again with regard to a carbon mincha because de'i it mar baha, had it only said it over here by a carbon mincha, I would say baha kavin rabban. And that's what the rabban are going to say, that it's no problem to go big, that you can bring a larger mincha. Because whether you have a large mincha or a small mincha, the part that gets burnt on the mizbeach is going to be the same size anyway. It's going to be a kemitza that gets burnt on the mizbeach regardless. Aval hasam, but when it comes to someone who's no there to bring a shor katan and he brings a shor gadol, now the kanefishie murin, now you're going to bring more on the mizbeach. You're putting more stuff on the mizbeach because a small animal has small emurin and a big animal is big emurin. So the volume of what goes on the mizbeach is going to be more. So imam other than the Rebbe, maybe in that case the rabbanan would agree to Rebbe that you cannot switch out a large animal for a small animal. The itmar bahi, and if it only would have told me about someone who's no there to bring a shor katan and you bring a shor gadol, I would have said Behi kama Rebbe. That's where Rebbe says you're not yotzei because you're changing the amount of the emurin. Aval baha, but in our sugya, where it's about menachos, and the whole thing is that you burn on the mizbeach is only going to be a komet anyway that gets burnt on the mizbeach. Say ema moda to the rabbanon. Maybe Rebbe will be moda to the rabbanon in that case that you are yotzei yuchiv tzricha. That's why I need the machlokas in both places. So that's those are the five different approaches to the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Elisha said he's prepared for the Mishnah and everyone's tired, so we are going to stop here. And Elisha will pick up tomorrow morning, bright and early, at the Mishnah.